So the idea of the Young Naturalist Program is to teach kids early to appreciate the environment so it follows them into adulthood, right? So how do you do that?
Yeah, so the Young Naturalist Program, it started because of our school program, High School Urban Eco Stewards, and we partner with 8 different schools. You know, half of the kids are just kind of there maybe because they want to get out of class, they like stretching their legs, and the other half of the kids, maybe they're really into it, they like it. But there really was a handful of kids in each of those school groups that really, like, they geeked out about nature, or they geeked out about, you know, using the tools and being really physical outside, and they wanted more. Teen years are really when you start kind of self-identifying, like, your own path in life. So we really wanted to give kids that, you know, nature could be that thing for them where they find, you know, personal, professional fulfillment.
What reactions have kids had to learning or discovering something new outside, you know? Has anything ever surprised you?
Yeah. So one of my favorite things to do is just to turn over rocks and logs. And you never know what you're going to find. It's always kind of a surprise. And you know, when you find the creepy crawlies, centipedes, millipedes, slugs or snakes, salamanders, really you get a wide range of experiences. I mean, some of the kids, like, they're grossed out. Mm-hmm. And that's okay, right? Because, like, centipedes, like, yeah, they are kind of gross. But I think it's really important that, or me as an educator, I'm there to kind of help them walk through these different stages. When you turn over a log and find a centipede, like, yeah, your first response may be like, gross, I want to step on this. But to be there and kind of be a person who's like, wait, no, this is interesting. If you look closely, here's some things you might not notice.
How did you get into this? Were you interested in nature as a kid?
I grew up in northwestern Pennsylvania in a tiny town called Warren. And in these kind of tiny towns, it's like nature's all around you. You can't help but kind of have it in your face, and it's just a part of your life. So I was always like hanging out in the backwoods behind my house. So now that I live in the city, I'm really interested in figuring out, like, okay, how can I make sure that kids have that opportunity? Nature isn't necessarily for everybody, but for me, it's a huge source of personal and professional fulfillment. So how do I make sure that nature has a fighting chance when there's so much jockeying for students' attention? I think that, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on. If you're into, you know, music, there's a ton of programs in Pittsburgh, art, design. You know, you can really follow any of your interests, but I think nature kind of gets drowned out sometimes. You can walk down a city street and not necessarily recognize the nature that's all around us. And then I just want kids who maybe would be like me and would, you know, find value in nature to have that opportunity, because I think everybody's got a stake in it with environmental issues. You know, we depend on nature and we're connected with nature, and, you know, the issues that are impacting those of us who, like, really are nature geeks, like, well, they're going to impact you one way or another.
Taiji Nelson is a naturalist educator with the Pittsburgh Parks Conservancy. Thank you for speaking with me.
Yeah, thanks for having me.